This is Dr. DC Tharam recording here. Cardiac and medical progress notes on Carmelita, Carmelita, last name Bryant, Bryant, Bryant. Date of examination 1/22/2012. Date of birth of the patient 8/9/1944. Carmelita Bryant, a 68-year-old African American male, female. Came to my office for medical and cardiac follow-up. At this time, she denies significant chest pain. However, gives history of one episode of lightheadedness 2 weeks ago. Period. There was no syncopal episode. Patient also denies palpitation, nausea, or emesis. Period. There was no history of shortness of breath or heart apnea. Period. Apparently, in the recent past, patient had a GI workup by Dr. Edward Clay. Period. Reports are obtained from the hospital. Period. The reports show minimal enteral gastritis on endoscopy and diverticulosis on colonoscopy. Period. There was no history of gastrointestinal bleeding. Period. Systemic review, patient filled up symptom diary was reviewed and pertinent symptoms are noted. Period. Allergies. Patient is allergic to penicillin. Period. Physical examination showed a overweight patient weighing 185 pounds, not in acute distress. Blood pressure today is 162/70. JVP was flat. Cardiovascular system examination showed occasional ectopic beats, regular heart sounds, S1 is muffled, S2 is normally split, a systolic murmur grade 1/6 was bested at the apex, suggestive of mitral regurgitation. There was no S3 gallop, there was no pericardial rub, respiratory system examination was fairly clear, there was no clinical evidence of congestive heart failure, abdomen was soft, extremity showed no beating edema. Paragraph and electrocardiogram showed sinus rhythm, poor R wave progression, cannot rule out old septal infarct, left atrial enlargement, and isolated PAC. There were no PVCs. Non-specific ST changes are seen. Period. There were no acute changes. Period. Impression 1, essential hypertension. Number 2. Lightheadedness, next number cardiac arrhythmia with PACs, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number arthritis. Apparently, patient had a left hip bursitis. Next number hypertriglyceridemia by history. Next number anxiety. Next number abnormal electrocardiogram. Next number possible atherosclerotic heart disease. Next number history of dysphagia, DYSPHAGIA. Next number diverticulosis. Next number minimal enteral ANTREAL gastritis. Next number history of GERD. Next number history of hemorrhoids. Plan of treatment 1, I advise the patient to be on a high fiber, low cholesterol, low salt diet and to avoid nuts and NUTS. Next number, appropriate hydration. Next number, I also advise the patient to be on a low salt diet and the medications at this time include Hyzaar 100/12.51 tablet daily, amlodipine 10 milligram once daily, aspirin 81 milligram once daily. Patient also takes Cymbalta 50 milligrams once daily, prescribed by her psychiatrist. Clear? Next number, I also advise the patient to maintain a blood pressure diary since she is stating her blood pressure is labile. Period. I advise her to bring the blood pressure diary when she comes back in 5-6 weeks. Period. I also advise her to have a holder if the lightheadedness are frequent. I also discussed about postural blood pressure changes and advise her to take more time getting up from the bed. Period. Thank you.